across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
This is BBC Three Counties Radio.
Now then, one of Britain's long-standing faith communities is celebrating 200 years of being in Berkhamsted. The Quakers, or Society of Friends, trace their roots to the early days of the Reformation, followed by the English Civil War. There's no precise date of when the movement came to Hertfordshire, but the current Berkhamsted Meeting House opened in 1818. The Friends is a Christian society. Some, but not all, profess to be Christians. There are no priests or ministers, and mostly they worship in silence. Margaret Whiting and Alison Henderson have been telling us more about the Quaker beliefs and practices. For instance, they don't have a title in the organisation.
We're all equal. We're all equal because we believe in equality. There's no hierarchy, but everybody takes turns in certain positions and roles within the society. We have no priests, nothing like that. We believe there is that of God in everyone, and we don't need other people to mediate between us and the light, God, the seed, whatever you want to call the spirit.
I think it was the lack of creed that attracted me, because I am actually an Anglican, many years standing, and I still do go to church, not so keen on the creed. And I just like the acceptance of each other and the way we sit together in stillness. I suppose in a way, because of the way I've been brought up, I like the contrast and I like to be here, but I still go to church at other times, partly because my husband is still involved. And I actually enjoy music and singing hymns.
Which you don't do here?
No, but we could. If we really wanted to, we've got a piano, but not a pianist. And at Christmas, we sometimes, some children come in and we do sing a carol or something like that. There's nothing that says we can't have music, is there?
No, but we don't.
Could, but we don't here, really.
I think the important thing about not having a minister is that we minister to each other. Therefore, when we're sitting in silence, if we're moved to speak by the spirit or by the seed, however you describe it, we just get up and talk on whatever is important to us in that way that we have been moved to say. And we believe that that is God coming through in a way. And we don't discuss what we say. We just put it before the group and it's just out there. And somebody else may later on minister on something similar. They may minister on something completely different. But we are our own ministers.
Would you say most of your people are Christian?
I would say the majority of us are. I mean, it is a Christian society, but not all Quakers are Christians. And that is the important thing. We take people from Judaism, from Baptists, from, you know, everywhere. And the idea is that we are open to all. People come because they are moved to come, because they are continuing their own spiritual journey in some way. And therefore, that is the most important thing. And it doesn't really matter what label you put on it, as long as that is why you're here.
So what would I find when I came to Berkhamsted Friends Meeting House?
You would find our room set out in a circle with a small table in the middle, perhaps with some flowers on, and there would be copies of this little booklet, Advices and Queries, which I can tell you about in a moment, and also copies of something called Faith and Practice, which is a book of the wisdom, in a way, of Quakers over a long period of time, some of it going right back to the founding fathers and mothers, and some more up-to-date material. At the moment, they're planning for another revision to bring it up a little more up to date again. Quakers all over Britain were asked if they would take part. We haven't done it, but we could have done. Form groups who would look at the present faith and practice and presumably come to some conclusion about perhaps passages that are no longer relevant, to make space for something more modern and that is relevant. And so I think they then had bigger meetings where people would come together and discuss this. It can be quite a long process.
If you were moved in a meeting that you didn't accept what had been handed down to you, what would happen?
Nothing really.
You're free to accept or reject whatever's there. But the process by which we reach what goes into the main book of discipline, as it's called, those decisions are reached by the British Yearly Meeting, which is the overarching body for Quakers in this country.
So if you found yourselves in the situation where the meeting didn't like something that had been handed down, would you still be able to call yourself Quakers?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, I think
yes.
So.
Mm. Yes. Oh, yes. These things, they're not set in stone. They are advices. So it's up to the individual, finally.
Because we do have these things called testimonies.
The testimonies that we have are simplicity, that things should be as near as possibly sustainable. The big one for many Quakers is the peace testimony. Very important. We oppose all violent action. We oppose war. We oppose the waging of war. And we believe that we should all work together to wage peace. Some of our members are quite active in going on marches and lying down for die-ins and all that sort of thing. And it's something that resonates very deeply with Quakers. We believe in the need for truth in our speaking and in our daily lives as much as possible, as far as we are able. And we believe in the integrity, individual integrity and the integrity of other people. Therefore, we don't swear oaths, we affirm. And we believe in equality of all people. And we believe in the need for justice. So you'll find Quakers very active in prisons, helping prisoners, helping refugees. We have people who go out to Palestine and work to make sure that the Palestinians are fairly treated by the Israelis and vice versa, and do our best to mediate between them.
I wonder how Quakerism relates to modern day society. So I've got some points for you. Equality of women in your services.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes, no problem.
Absolutely. There is no sexism or gender discrimination at all.
Same sex marriage.
Yes, we are absolutely fine with all that.
Yes, I think we were the first big body of people to say, go ahead.
Homosexuality.
Absolutely fine. Yes, everybody is equal. We all have a right to love whom we choose.
Abortion.
It's never come up, but I would say again that people would believe, I think that people would believe it's a matter of for individuals, for their own consciences, for their own beliefs.
We wouldn't take a stand.
We wouldn't take a stand on
against
it at all.
No.
At all.
Are you against drinking?
No. Well, I'm not.
No.
No. I don't happen to, but, you know, temperance is a good idea, but it doesn't mean you have to abstain.
Gambling. What's the stand on gambling?
We believe that gambling leads to a lot of human misery, basically.
Yes, yes.
Games of chance are not something that we would take part in because you're beggaring one person to.
So would you have a raffle to raise funds?
No.
I haven't really thought about it.
We never have had, as far as I know.
You wouldn't be comfortable.
I don't think so, no.
No. I noticed going back into the history of Quakers, you have a very strong tradition in commercial operations. Lloyd's Bank, Barclays Bank, and then, of course, the famous chocolate makers, Cadbury, Fry, Terry, were all Quakers.
That's right.
And how did they reconcile this simplicity with making a fair bit of money?
I think the reason was partly that they were not allowed to go to university, so their bright young men went into business and made an ethical matter of it and treated their employees well. And Quakers in business were recognised as being honest and not cheating you, so of course their reputations grew and they did do well. Mostly they didn't succeed all the time. Sometimes there were some failures.
Of course, something like Cadbury's, they built a whole town, didn't they?
Exactly, for the specific reasons, to look after their workers and make sure that they had a good quality of life.
And people now say Bourneville is a lovely place to live still.
Absolutely, it's a little village. It's very close to a sort of college called Woodbrook, where people like Ali and I go on courses. If we get appointed to take on a role, we can go there for short courses and get some guidance and meet other people who are taking on the same roles. So people do a lot of different stuff. Studies there. If I finish with this quote from George Fox, who really founded the Quakers, he said this in 1656, which is still in our little advices and queries. And one of the things he said is, be patterns, be examples in all countries, places, islands, nations, wherever you come, that your carriage and life may preach among all sorts of people and to them. Then you will come to walk cheerfully over the world, answering that of God in everyone.
That was Margaret Whiting and Alison Henderson from the Berkhamsted Quakers talking to Stephen Fletcher at the recent Open Day celebrating 200 years of the town's Quaker meeting house.
On FM, AM, online and digital radio.
This is BBC Three Counties Radio.
So, we just heard about the beliefs and practices of some local Quakers because the Friends Meeting House in Berkhamsted is 200 years old. Anne from Hemel Hempstead can explain how and why she became a Quaker.
I was feeling spiritual around 8 or 9 years ago, and I did some research, and Quakerism seemed to speak to me the most. I was volunteering for one charity, and that was actually founded by a Quaker, and I read his autobiography, which sort of got me more interested. It just seemed like I was coming across different things which were pointing me to Quakerism, and I started attending Cardiff meeting back in January 2010, moved back to Hemel and carried on attending meetings, and then I applied for membership, and that happened in March 2011, and I've been going to meetings at Hemel ever since. I was quite unusual that I came to Quakerism in my early 20s. The in-joke was when I started going to Hemel Hempstead meetings, I brought the average age down by a few decades.
How do you become a member? What happens? What's the process?
With Quakerism, we don't have baptisms or christenings. You write to the local meeting clerk, and you then have a meeting with two Quakers, one from the local meeting and one from another meeting but in the same area meeting, and they go through your reasons why you want to become a member, and then it goes to the area meeting, and then you get accepted, and then you become a member of that particular local meeting. I wasn't brought up in any particular religion. I do remember getting a children's Bible as a Christmas present, but I was never brought up in any particular religion. I think I was looking for somewhere where I felt most comfortable. With the research, I did start off using the BBC Religions webpage because I thought that was a nice neutral place to go. And I think what spoke to me the most was the four main principles of Quakerism, which is equality, peace, simplicity and truth. And since I've been attending meetings, I've found there's quite a broad spectrum of what Quakers believe in, and I think I do like that within Quakers. You might get some who are more Bible orientated, you might get some who are maybe more spiritual or more non-theist, and I just like having that variety within the religious society. I think I've always been a very spiritual person. Personally, I don't think God has a particular look. You know, I don't like using gender nouns for the divine, because I think that divinity is neutral. I think what I like with Quakerism is it's about the individual relationship with God and what speaks to you as an individual. You know, and also how equality is quite important within the society as well.
That was Anne, a Quaker from Hemel Hempstead, giving her thoughts to our reporter Stephen Fletcher. Are you a Quaker? Or after hearing Anne, would you consider finding out more and joining up? Any thoughts from you? We'd love to hear from you. You can, of course, call us on 08081 00880. You can text 81333, start your message with 3CR, or you can tweet us at BBC3CR. We'd love to hear your thoughts on our Quaker story or anything else we've been discussing this morning.
Across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
This is BBC Three Counties Radio.